The following show is intended for a mature audience.
Nope, not for the kids.
So if you're underage...
Go to bed.
Easily offended...
Get over yourself.
Oh, you got a gigantic stick up your nose. You might want to go do some needlepoint or something.
It's the Jethel Silverwing Show, an online gaming radio.
It's time to kick your feet up, tune in and waste some time. You're gonna waste 2 hours on Jethel Show tonight.
Hey there, dwarf!
Hey, Jesus!
It's like a tragic tale, all the crazy things he makes us
well,
do.
Well, I'm just glad I got my ale. By the ghost of Jim Henson, I know it!
Hello everyone, this is the Jethel Silverwing Show for January 11th, 2011. That's right, it's 1-1-1-1. I am your host, Jethel Silverwing. With me as always... My love, my girl, the burning of my loins, the Taylor of fine armors, a baker of cookies, and yummy, yummy fudge. It's Elgin Jenna!
Hail and greetings. It's the prelude to 1-1-1-1-1-1. Mm-hmm. This is our practice run.
Yep. Lost my place now. Okay. If you want to join in on the mayhem, you can hop onto the in-game chat channel, guk.ogr, which is up and running 24/7, where the OGR elite come to meet. If you'd like to download any of our skits, interviews, Jethel's parodies, Elkin's videos, and much, much more, you can find them at kithacore.org. With us this week is a legend. A woman of many talents, a dwarf of ale, and other associated malt beverages. Linda Brass Carlson! Brass, how are you today?
Kawhi, that's any beverage that's within reach will do.
Doesn't have to be malt.
No, not fussy. Especially on stressful weeks like this one.
I've known those moments.
Well, today we're going to be talking about the brand new game from Sony Online Entertainment being played on Facebook. It's Dungeon Overlord! Dungeon Overlord!
Yes, but first...
First we need to talk about why I'm late getting on the air. Just because Elkman and Brass are not going to let me live this down.
No. Well, first of all, let me give him a prelude. You know, I'm talking with Brass because he's had some problems upstairs with the audio, and all of a sudden I hear the smashing and the banging and the tromping of like an elephant loose upstairs.
Well, basically, I proved beyond a shadow of a doubt it's a bad thing to be a defective computer in this house. You put pictures up on Facebook, huh?
Yes.
I gotta check this out.
Yes, they're up.
Well, let me see here. You can check out Elkin Jenna's Facebook page at facebook.com/ElkinJenna. Well, not face.com. Yeah. Facebook.com. And, yep, there we go. I'll go to Elkin Jenna, and what, only one picture? That's it?
There's two.
Oh, okay.
There's Jethel Smash and Jethel Tear.
Shred.
I only see one.
There's two of them there. I tagged you in both.
Yeah. Oh, there we go. Okay, I got it. Yeah, so it's a bad thing to be a defective computer in this house. Especially one that's about 10 years old. And, yeah, I was having trouble with the audio, couldn't get anything to work on it, so I beat the shit out of it. tore it out of the desk. Unfortunately, there were cables attached to it, which also took the desk with it. I'm very lucky I didn't destroy my primary monitor.
Which is why it sounded like elephants loose upstairs.
Yeah, that would have been like my pyramid of diet soda cans. Oh, brother. Anyway.
Just start the show off of a smashing start.
Exactly. And I think I got the band-aid on my thumb too tight. I'm starting to hurt.
And it's not supposed to be turning purple.
No, it's not turning purple. It's just, you know, kind of, yeah. Anyway, yeah, if you are sensitive at all to the carnage of innocent computers who really didn't deserve it, don't go see Elkman's page. The technophiles here will definitely be horrified beyond belief of my treatment of this poor innocent computer. Now, on to the show. Linda, you're here today. We're going to discuss Dwarven Overlord. No, Dungeon Overlord. Dungeon Overlord, the new Facebook game.
We just snuck it out the door. It's in beta right now. And it's interesting because this is what call a soft launch. It's notoriously difficult to put on Facebook to sneak them out the door, put the beta on them so everybody knows that you expect stuff to break. Oddly enough, not much has been broken with this one, and it's improving every day. And I tried to get them to call it, but Dwarven is just a little bit too much awesome for one game.
Of course. Elkman, is she breaking up for you, or is it just me?
No, she's breaking up for me, too, sometimes.
Oh, okay. I was a little worried because I'm using Eric's computer to run the audio for Skype now, and, well, he's on wireless and not a wired connection. I wanted to be sure, but I think we got the point across. The point was gotten across, I believe. So, close that window there. Save a little bandwidth. So, yeah. We got this new game. You're underground. You could be a dwarf. You're underground.
Yes, that is true. And because you don't actually see the overlords except in the opening credits, you don't really know what you look like.
Very true.
So I'm going to pretend I'm a short, squat, heavily bearded overlord.
There you go.
They can't make fun of my height. So are you both playing it?
Well, I'm fooling around with it a little bit. I know Elkman's probably further along in the tutorial than I am. This is one long tutorial.
I'm done with the tutorial. I love the tutorial.
She's long past the tutorial. She's the same level as I am, actually.
I've actually
so
got
as soon as you get to that, make sure you... Indeed. So Jeff, give us your coordinates so that we can come raid your dungeon and kick your butt.
I don't even know how to find the coordinates.
I can tell you.
I can tell you how click something on the menu and lay down some floor over the boiling lava, but coordinates, I have no idea.
Well, you know, this certainly isn't your mama's Facebook game. It's a whole lot less about clicking, and it's more about managing and expanding and eventually taking over whole territories as you explore all the different tech trees and that sort of thing. And it's ridiculously complex. Elkman, have you seen the player marketplace that they already have in place?
Oh, I found that right off the bat. And yeah, I actually...
Isn't that great?
I love it because when I was... You know, I love the tutorial for one thing. You know, I didn't...
Oh, yeah.
The tutorial is fairly long, but if you stick with it, a lot of things will be answered for you. My son was playing it, and he was going...
You have to read them. Yeah,
he's playing it too, and he's going, well, where am I supposed to get leather? I said, well, just keep doing the tutorial, and eventually you'll figure out where you get leather from. You get leather from raiding one of the towns up above, but you shouldn't be doing that until you're through with the tutorial, because you're not strong enough, really, to do it.
That's right. And they get really irate when you start going up there and stealing all their stuff and kicking their women folk around. And oh, yeah.
What? Yeah, you start building a
gate.
Kicking the women folk?
What, one of the... Oh, well, sure.
What kind of game is this?
Well, you start generating hate.
Oh, definitely. And it's one of the most interesting threads I read on the Dungeon Overlord forums was settlement attack incoming? What the hell's that? And then people were discussing, and it goes, well, yeah, I attacked them. They're coming to get me now? That is so cool! And so people are really happy about this sort of thing. Then other things, you can raid other dungeon overlords' dungeons as well, you know that. So
if
they came after me. Yeah, they came to my husband Eric's dungeon, and they underestimated his 7 level 1 warlocks, and so he was able to fend off the attack. And then he had to really sit on his hands for a bit, because he was sorely tempted to go return the favor to the other guy, knowing that his creatures were all hurt. But then you've got the danger of, what if this guy has 10 friends who will then all come after you?
Ooh.
So I'm really looking at the long-term strategy of this game. It's really exciting. Now, the only problem is that productivity in our workplace has dropped. It's a good thing we had a game launch today to hold everybody's attention, because every time I walk by, well, yes, I am helping with this. Of course I am. Yeah, but you got Dungeon Overlords up at the same time. I can see ya. So anyway, and the problem is, help excuse, right? It's an SOE game. Oh, they're helping test it. Oh, they're providing feedback. Oh, they're learning the game so they can help players. Yeah, sure. Sure thing. Mm-hmm. Anyway, it is ridiculous.
Yeah.
And, it's... I love it. Yeah. Love it, love it. It's the first Facebook game for proper fantasy gaming geeks.
You get to rename your little minions. I mean, I got names for... You can't rename the goblins, which are the low class workers. Okay.
Well, no, that's correct. They're pretty minor things. I mean, if they grow up, I think they become orcs eventually. You know what I'm saying? And then you can name them. But oh no, the minions, they're not worth your consideration. I mean, you just walk and smack them around every once in a while, make them work harder. The other things, you know, of course you got the warlocks, and then you can get ogres and dark elves and dark priestesses, and you can eventually summon ghosts in a leash. Ugh, it's terrible stuff.
Well, I got all.
Wait. Oh, Eric says dragons as well. I haven't even wandered up that far in the
dragons
in the
too. Huh? Wow.
Domino and I think alike. We both named our first 10th level orcs Fluffy.
It's a good, strong orc name.
Oh, and of course,
Fluffy! Fluffy Smash!
You can also rename your individual dungeons as well, which is
nice.
Kind of cool, so that you can customize that.
I'm naming all my
And then, of
helpful.
Course, you can send your minions out to survey other empty dungeons, so you can find out what kind of minerals are growing in each one. So, you know, it's a kind of a fun thing to do. Send a few out, they come back. Send a few out, they come back. And you can build up an inventory of all of the empty dungeons, not just in your mountain, but in the nearby mountains, and then decide which one you're going to go for your second expansion dungeon. Because they all have different volumes of minerals in them. And some minerals are much more rare than others as well. So it's important to plan that out.
Which is good later.
Now, can you get a group together and just completely take over someone's dungeon and loot all their resources?
If you move high enough up in one of the tech trees, you can do takeovers. What do they call, Derek? What's the thing? Conquering party.
Ooh.
Oh, conquering. Yeah, anyway. So you can learn that ability, and then you can slowly take over somebody else's dungeon if they're not defending it well enough. Now, you cannot currently group with other players. It is possible, and I've kind of seen into the mind of the developers, and they've got a lot of things planned for future development of this game, so you should really keep an eye on that. I'm pretty excited. I mean, if this is in beta, I can hardly wait until it evolves into live. Now, even though it's in beta, keep in mind that Facebook betas, if they're monetized, you get to keep all your progress and your stuff, and you just move on ahead. So it's not like you're going to lose any money and get wiped.
Actually,
Another thing I thought was really cool the way this game set up is the little teeny mini microtransactions. So you can finish upgrading a room instantly instead of waiting 2 hours, that sort of thing, if you want to.
I was actually going to comment, you know, the first time you said that it was in beta. Isn't every Facebook game permanently in beta? I have yet to see one.
Pretty much.
I have yet to see one that doesn't say beta.
It is really, really, really hard to test the games. Yeah. So once the dev team is completely happy with it, then they'll take the beta test. Now, I should mention that the game is developed by our good friends Night Owl Games, that are in Austin.
Yeah, I was noticing
and
that at the bottom.
Done a really Yep, they're a really, really tiny little independent studio, and they approached SOE about becoming their publisher and helping them with the commerce end of the game and so on. And yeah, we threw ourselves fully behind it. I mean, we loved the game. It was a great excuse to get all the behind the scenes stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, and you know, who knows, we might even make some income off it. Anyway, it's a great, great game. Love
it
to bits.
Great graphics.
Yeah, really remarkably good graphics for that sort of game.
It was one thing I noticed when, you know, I even got attacked because I've been raiding the couple towns next to me, and I guess somebody got upset at me. I was able to go back into my, when you come back from being away, you can look at activity reports and see what's been going on in your dungeon. You know, overworld events and, you know, battle reports. And when I was going through the battle reports, that's where I found out, oh, I've been attacked. And one of the nice things, when you go into the details, you can see, if you go into the details, on some of the ones, they've got a play button underneath the detail button. That allows you to replay what happened, so you can see what happened when you got, somebody came in.
Hmm.
So
for instance, a lot of people tend to put their den really close to the entrance of their dungeon. And that sounds like a good idea because orcs spend a lot of their time in the den, right? So there they are, ready for action. The problem is, if you put your wimpy little warlocks in the den, then they might be sleeping when the raid comes calling, and they can be killed pretty easily then. Or at least that's our theory at the moment. But yeah, it's really neat to see how they all play out. It's a lot of fun. I love it.
Now, I've taken over a second dungeon. I believe you get, you can take on another dungeon per level. I think I read that in the forums. So at level 3, you can have another additional dungeon.
Yes, at level 3, you can get another dungeon.
What?
Sorry. At level 3, you can get yourself another dungeon, and you can keep expanding on that basis. So, and keep in mind, you're not... Oh, no, we already talked about the level 2 dungeon. Here's Eric trying to be helpful on the sidelines. I keep telling him he should write the gamer's guide for this.
Yes!
But a lot of players are starting to share information on the forums as well about all the different ways that you can maximize this, that, and the other thing. They demonstrate the, for instance, numerically demonstrating the diminishing returns if you put too much furniture in your vault. There's this, you know, if you put in 2 or 3 pieces of furniture that help you get bigger stacks, then you can maximize the vault capacity. Put any more in and you can't store enough to make that extra boost worthwhile. So that's interesting stuff to know. I love it when players are actually sharing things. It reminds me a lot of the early days of EQ, before anybody had any real information, and the only place you could find stuff is from other players.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Great thing.
I mean, the only furniture I'm creating is the ones that are being required by the little quests that you get after you're done with the tutorial line.
Right.
And actually, I think they should add a couple more things to the tutorial. I mean, I didn't know I could rename my minions. I found that by accident.
Ah, there's the joy of discovery and that sort of thing.
Yeah, that was
just
good.
Like there's a couple of things I learned. Like, for instance, you don't have to put your second or third dungeon in the same mountain. You can go across the other side of the map if you want to. And set up a second dungeon over there. What it does mean is if you're transferring goods between the two dungeons, it just takes longer to deliver. But that's not too big a deal.
And I've noticed that when you go to the overworld,
mm-hmm.
the map is huge.
Oh, and that's only one of them. That's just your one region that you're in. If you go to, you know, you can get a further out view as well, and you can
that's
see that your region is
about.
One of a whole bunch of different
ones.
That's just one continent. So this really can expand a lot.
When you go to the world view, we're started out on Solus.
That's right.
And Windward is the continent that's being populated now. I can't go to any of the other continents right now. It doesn't look like they're active.
They,
but I noticed that there is a Burning Woods.
Yes, yes, there are a few.
Soon as Burning Woods becomes that, I'm going there.
I know. All old school EQ players are going to relocate there. And you know, you can move between regions, but it's a higher level skill that you have to learn to use those portals. You see those glowing green portals on your map?
Yeah.
That's what those are for.
That's what you'll be able to use to transfer to travel.
I've never used one. I've never used one of those yet, but I certainly plan to.
But there's Solus and Hyatt, or Hayat, and Despair, Abandon, Gloom, Tremble,
and Vision's
Peak. Eventide, Decline, and then Solus again. So you can cycle through all the larger maps of the continents themselves.
Those are the continents, and I haven't actually counted how many regions are on each continent, but there's a lot.
There's a lot.
A lot. So my goal is to take over an entire region. I mean, how awesome would that be?
That would be incredibly.
You'd have to send nuclear frickin' weapons after me.
That would be terrible.
My goblins are working on them now.
Yeah, if anybody's did, they'd be yours, I know.
I would be curious to find out how many of the other regions are being populated at the moment. Because it seems, you know, in the Windward one that I'm in, I mean, are you in the Windworld? Windward,
yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of the people who picked up on the first day are in Windward, but by the second day already, people were being shunted to another region. Yeah, they're just... It's growing fast.
That would be interesting. Mm-hmm. So now I have to go around to these little nodes and try to figure out where you're at.
And then destroy her!
Good luck with that.
What is your coordinates?
She asks ever so innocently.
I'll tell you mine if you tell me yours.
Is this like a game of doctor?
Yeah, hey, this is getting interesting now.
My mountain name is called Dragonmoor, and it's at 9.
Dragonmoor?
Mm-hmm.
And at 9 what?
9-5.
I'm at 12-3. I'm at King Ogre Hole. That sounds terrible.
It does, doesn't it? Oh my goodness.
Ogre Hole! I'm in the Ogre Hole!
Sounds like a place where really nasty smells emanate from.
Oh, jeez.
I'm searching. Aha! Aha! I'm coming close. I'm looking for her.
Now, one of the things that I haven't had a chance to test today, because we were launching some other, you know, small, no-count game, I haven't had a chance to see if Dev has managed to patch in the ability to properly visit people yet. But it was a bit buggy. People could, periodically either visit or couldn't visit, that sort of thing, and that was definitely on the list of things they were going to be patching in shortly. But that'll be good.
Oh, wow. You know, in reality, you're not that far away from me.
Oh, I'm sure I'm not.
Your neighbors. You're going to... You know,
okay, wait a minute. I'm not sure I like the tone of your laugh.
We are neighbors.
All right. Taking note to yourself. Build ogres to God's dungeon.
She's going to show up with a package of fudge. Here, we brought you fudge and orcs.
And
orcs.
I found you.
So
I'll have to come over and take a look and see what you got.
Oh, sure. Now, keep in mind, that's just the starter dungeon. I put the expansion dungeon in the next mountain over because I found a horde of mithril there that I wanted to go after.
Next mountain
and
over?
It's sort of just to the northwest of the one that I'm in
Mount
right now.
Mount Blackmoor.
That's it, Blackmoor. I'm in there, and that's me newer... dungeon. Now that dungeon is somewhat problematical because it's got 4 entrances to it. Ooh. So you can see how I rerouted all of the pathways to make it so that eventually any invader has to come along one path, past me guardhouse, past all me orcs, and then they'd get meatballs.
Well, they'll be brutally slaughtered!
Yes, yes, you've got it now!
Kill them all!
You know, at one point...
That's the general policy for visitors, that's right.
I think while you're in the tutorial, you can still reset what you're doing. I wish I would have known that. Because I remember seeing a reset button. I thought, oh, do I want to reset yet? No. Now it's gone. And I almost kind of want to reset.
Yeah, the issue you'll have if a friend of yours, if a good friend of yours joins right now, is they'll be in a completely different region. And you'll both have to get high enough, or one of you will have to get high enough to be able to use the portals. But it'll be interesting to see how this game evolves over time as well, and see what if there are any tools that they're planning to implement that make it easier to group together. It seems like funny you should mention. I bet that there's going to be something like that coming down the pipe. But of course, I can't speak for Dev, but this is a small group of incredibly focused, talented individuals, and they're all old-school gamers. So I think that they're going to want the same sorts of things that the players are going to want. And I'll let them know that Elfin Jenna wants alliances, or she will personally raid all their dungeons. Got it.
Okay, we do have some questions We do have some questions from the OGR channel. Let's see.
All right.
Valandu asks, Brass, I don't like Facebook particularly because of their business model.
That's
privacy. I guess he's asking, is there any way that they can play it outside of Facebook?
Not yet. However, you'll remember we have another Facebook game called Pax Nora, and that operates either within Facebook or in a standalone web client. And Dungeon Overlords is something that would probably also look great in a web client, but whether they're going to get that out the door very quickly or very slowly or somewhere in between, who knows? But do keep in touch on that, because I think it would look awesome. I would love to have it full screen on my machine.
Yeah.
Now, the monetization will remain the same, I'm sure, because they're really tiny transactions. The biggest transaction you can get is, I think, you can pay 300 station cash, and that's for the three extra goblins, right? For each dungeon, you can buy three additional goblins, and let me tell you, that increases your productivity on your mines tremendously. So, although I don't spend that much station cash on Facebook games, I have to admit that this game has suckered me into spending quite a lot and being happy while spending it. You can buy extra dungeon tiles for your dungeon so that you can make your routes a little more elaborate and develop more rooms, and that's a big bundle of tiles. I think it's 25 additional tiles for 200 station cash. And then all the rest are teeny transactions, like 50 cents to increase all of your iron mining for a week by 25%, and that's pretty good. Or research is what drives all of your technology, so you want that to go as fast as possible. And so for 10 cents a day, 70 cents for a week, you can increase that by 25%. And all of this stuff is optional, and you can play the game without ever, ever spending a cent, which is the coolest thing about it, because that means that people like me who don't mind spending $3 or $4 can enjoy the game, and somebody else who doesn't want to spend any money at all can also enjoy the game with us and be raided by me repeatedly.
Yeah, some of the bonuses, some of the boosts and stuff you can buy are not active at the moment. Some of the ones that are active right now, transmute basic resources, transmute primordial sources. Let's see. What's another one? Complete crafting. You can complete a crafting object instantly.
Right.
Complete all crafting objects instantly. You can queue up a bunch and then spend like $2.50 to have them all done. That's nice.
That's right.
Complete an upgrade of a room instantly. Finish downgrading a room. That's about it that's active at the moment.
Mm-hmm. You know, I like this show. You two are doing all the work. I'm just sitting back listening.
I wouldn't mind having some more room tiles. If these things were active now, I would probably buy some more room tiles and some goblins. Hint, hint.
Now, I was just given a thought by a friend. It sounds a bit complex for just a quickie game. This doesn't sound like something you can do, something like Cityville or Farmville, where you can just click a few things and then leave it alone for the day.
Yes, you can.
Oh, you can.
Oh, all you do is you leave it alone, and the goblins keep mining, and your bank keeps filling up, and all this sort of stuff. And then when you want to, you can just log in, upgrade a few buildings, maybe do a bit of research, go raid a village, you know, all the cute little things that us dungeon overlords like to do in our spare time.
There's a lot of the stuff you have to set up, and you wait, okay? So right now, I've set up some an outgoing mining expedition, okay, which will finish in the morning, and then, you know, I can set up some training of some of the orcs or the wizards, or upgrade a room and then come back later.
Right. And the good thing is you're not under any pressure. If you leave your dungeon alone for a couple of days, nothing bad's really going to happen to it, at least not until people start getting big enough to start trying to conquer dungeons. I don't even know how that mechanic works yet, and I'm looking forward to finding out. But your crops aren't going to wilt, your soup isn't going to go rotten on the stove, you know, so there's no pressure. And that's what I really like, because I don't like feeling like, oh my god, I have to go log in at 8:15 in the morning or everything's going to go horrible. You could just let stuff work.
You're just luring everyone into a false sense of security. You want them to leave all their stuff alone for the day so you can go in and raid them. I know it.
Yeah, I guess you're seeing my secret plan now, aren't you?
Yeah. Evil orc commanding dwarf you.
Anyway, it's probably the first Facebook game that we've released that has everybody in my department equally excited. It's a strange thing.
Equally exciting and not concentrating on the work they're actually getting paid for.
And I think I'm actually going to start moving some of my rooms around. I was reading in the forum that you do not have to have the rooms right off the path. You can create it like a house, room after room after room. But you also have to remember that when you upgrade a room, I think you start out with a 2x2 tiled room, and then to go like to level 3, you need a 3x3, and after that it's a 4x4. I think it goes all the way up to a 5x5 room. So you might have to keep that in mind when you're connecting off the rooms to each other, so you have enough room to expand.
Right. And
or rearrange.
Keep in mind as well that different dungeons, you'll want your rooms of different sizes. You don't necessarily need a maximum sized farm in all of your dungeons, for instance. And the other thing is that you can reclaim the tiles. You get a little bit of money back for them, and then you can, you know, put them somewhere else. So you can all move around your arrangements. I can't remember how many times I've rearranged my second dungeon already.
Yeah, I'm going to have to rearrange my first one, because I think I've got, I mean, my bedroom's like right by the door, so I think I'm going to move that further in, and I've got more tiles than what I actually need for the den, and, I'll just start creating the den up here and then, you know, work off of that.
All right, well, we do have another question. I think you may have already covered this one. Chatterella from the Antonia Bell server would like to know, is it possible to visit a friend's dungeon just to see what they're doing?
Cannot currently visit a dungeon. At least I haven't tried today. I don't think that fix is in yet, but it is common. Keeping in mind that it's a Facebook game, so, you know, we can expect a few things to be still under development, and we definitely will be able to visit friends' dungeons.
Okay. Yeah, you have a little icon.
The good thing is that right now, you can send things to each other. For instance, I can pack up, I don't know, 500 crystal or something like that, and I can actually send it over to Elquin Jenna. All I have to know is where her dungeon is, and that's a very cool thing.
See, there's a reason.
And Chatterella would like to know, what is the benefit of having trusted friends? You know, like in the other Facebook games, of course, your friends, you visit them, you do work for them. What is the benefit of doing that in Dungeon Overlord?
Now, that I'm not entirely sure of yet. It's something that we'll be learning about as time goes on, but right now, I don't know.
I can send a note off to Brass and ask her if she needs anything. And if she needs any earth, diatomaceous earth, which I'm mining. I mean, I could set up a trade with her through the game in their email section, at least. And she wouldn't have to go through the broker. That's at least one thing.
Right, yeah. Okay. And I like the in-game emails as well. You can certainly be in contact with people that way.
And for those people who like to go around clicking stuff, you do have you know, when food becomes available.
That,
or,
you know, I mean, there's going to be some mechanics, because we all know that Facebook games thrive on being able to do things for your neighbors and that sort of thing, and to have some sort of a reward there. Now, keeping in mind that this is somewhat of a PvP-style game, so, you know, you might be raiding your neighbors, and, that's a little more profitable. But I suspect that for your trusted friends or, you know, whatever they come up with after that, there will be a way to help people out. I mean, besides just sending them goods and stuff that they need. But we just have to stay tuned to find out what that is.
Gotcha. Now, I just sent Brass 500 gold pieces. I wonder how fast it actually gets.
Okay, now you sent that probably through the gifting mechanism.
Yeah, I clicked on your
mechanic,
icon.
Right?
Yeah, I clicked on your icon and clicked the little gift thing.
We've had a few problems with that as well. It's not always being received on the other end, and that's also in for a fix. Meanwhile, the best way to send things is to actually find people's dungeons, click on the little skull thing, and then you'll see a little box thing pop up as if for a shipment, and you can send them pretty much anything you've got in your dungeon, save for the live critters. They don't like being stuffed in boxes and shipped.
All right.
So, for instance, I was able to send Derek a shipment of Primordial Earth, and how much you send is limited merely by how many goblins you have to carry it. They can each carry 500 units at once. Pretty useful little buggers.
Of course, the goblins and stuff is probably one.
And your donation to the Church of Brass is warmly recognized. I will not raid you this week. See, that's how my microtransactions work.
So bribery is what you're saying. You don't want Brass to raid you? Give her 500 gold.
All right. Sorry, go ahead. My transmission's breaking up a little bit on this end for some unknown reason.
Testing. 1, 2, 3.
I hear ya.
All right. I was just saying...
So tell us, what's in your plans? I want to know about when's your next song and video coming out. Love those things. You could release them every week. There wouldn't be enough.
Well, video, that would be up to Eloquent Jenna, because she does the videos. I gave up on that a long time ago. I do have a brand new Ask a Drunken Dwarf I'm going to play tonight. Shoot, I did a new song not long ago. Let me check my list here. Did a parody of Porn Star Dancing called Necromancing. Did that on about a month ago. But you know, I can't force myself to do this. The song will either pop in my head or it won't. Because every time I try to... Every time I... how can I make this funny? Nah, it doesn't work. Always turns out horrible. But yeah, my last video was a month ago. I mean, song was a month ago. Necromancing. About a necromancer, Arisai. Raising the dead, disturbing your sleep. She's necromancing. Hun, do you have any thoughts on a video that you'd like to do?
Not at the moment. I should look over what you've got and try to figure out something
she's
from there.
She's busy playing games.
True. Oh, yes, and Trueflight just reminded me I did actually have 3 new Frostfell songs last month. So that counts.
Oh, indeed.
So see, it happened a little bit. Now, Eloquent Jenna needs to get off Facebook and make a video, damn it!
Sorry.
I hear a lot of clicking going on. Must be a lot of Dungeon Overlord being played.
Yeah, I'm moving my stuff around.
I see how it is.
Oh, that's nice. I'm moving my slowly moving the bedroom over.
Lassason from the Antonia Vale server would like to know if groups are needed for Dungeon Overlord. No, I think that's the other game. What's it called, hon? The League? League thing? Whoops, I think we lost Brass. I think we lost Brass. Get it back up here. UI for Skype. Never find anybody. Linda, are you there?
Do you want me to try?
Add people, Linda, magic call. Should be done. Linda! Where is my grass gone? Where did you meet? Linda, you're there. Hello.
Do you want me to try calling her?
Well, according to this. Oh, no, we just lost her again. Yeah, why don't you try adding her to the thing? Oh, Brad.
Yep, sorry about
that. There she
it's
is.
It's what happens when you... Yep. Living on this hillside, nothing but rocks and trees and goats and chickens. You know, the internet's not very welcome here yet.
That's okay. We got a couple friends that are actually still on dial-up.
I think they're probably got a better connection than I do here.
Ooh.
It's terrible. When it comes to patch day, we only patch one of our computers and then copy it across the network because it would take like a frickin' week to patch a major game.
Oh, damn.
Yep.
But at least think of it this way. You get to play it at work.
Are you kidding me? Play it at work? You know, I got in this morning at 6 a.m. to work. And didn't leave until I can't even remember. Well, it was 5. I guess it wasn't too bad a day. It was only 11 hours. But, you know, we were in till, 8 o'clock last night as well. It's long days, and I don't get to play. Do you know, I tried all day, tried to find time to create one lousy character in DC World. Did I have time? No. Phone kept ringing. Emails kept coming in. People would walk in my office, close the door. It was just crisis. No, you don't get to play much when you're working for a gaming company, I'll tell you that. No, that's not true. You make the time, but definitely not at work, except for those buggers playing Dungeon Keeper on my time. Depends on Overlord, I mean, on time.
Yeah. Now, Lassason wants to know if you need a group for Dungeon Overlord. I don't believe you do. No, that's for the that new League one, right?
The League, the one you're thinking of is called, Fortune League.
The Fortune League. The game I haven't figured out what the heck to do on.
No, Brass started late, so I joined her.
Right. I was just recruiting people because I'm looking at this thinking, I have no freaking idea how to play this. I mean, it's like a fantasy football league, except take out the football. And so it's like forming a 6-person group and going into an instance. But what they do is they give you very specific instructions on what you're going to encounter. So you have to make sure that you draft your people for your group on a very specific basis. Now, the interesting thing is the stats are gained by the aggregate stats of all of the people who actually play EQ2. So, you know, when you look at Eric had a really good laugh, the first thing he tried to recruit was a Wood Elf Ranger, rated number one for deaths.
Okay. Oh, hey, wait a minute.
All right. I am not kidding. It's the best thing ever.
But that's only if Elf Magenna's leading the group.
It's not a myth. It's proven out by the numbers. Wood Elf Rangers suck. Or at least not. They don't necessarily more than anybody else.
I see how it is.
Eric does wish to point out at the junction that Wood Elf Rangers are also number two for damage, which probably explains why they're number one for deaths.
Right. Because they're taking aggro away from their tanks, and, well, that's the end of that.
Right. Okay, so I always thought fantasy football would be kind of a cool idea, so I wanted to jump right into this, right? So what I had no idea what to recruit, so I just put together what I thought was a balanced group and threw them out there, made them all dwarves, of course, so that, you know, it's and called them Dwarven Drinking Party, because that way, doesn't matter if we live or die or win or lose, it's still going to be a good time and a hangover in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And as it turns out, I'm pretty much towards the bottom end of the particular little league called the Inmates, and no idea what I am in the world rankings. I clearly don't want to know. But you can trade up. You get a few trades for free every week. So if you pick not a bad group, but then you find out that one of the members isn't working out, you punt them. You recruit another person you think will be better for it. And then, you know, for the people who really want to be competitive and be in the top 20 all the time, of course, they will be paying for additional trades beyond that as they fine-tune and hone their fantasy group and league for going into these dungeons and such. There's also daily events that happen. So you might actually, you know, find some magical item that only one type of player can use. Or you might, like, what was today's? I think it was something about ogres ran into some bit of difficulty where their damage was reduced. So it's really, really quite cool. And if you've got the time to mess around with the statistics and you like playing those numbers, it's neat. And it works like a stock market. So the values on these different players are all going up and down at the same time. So the way you recruit them is they have a character for each possible race and class combination. So, for instance, I recruited all dwarves this time. I had a dwarven mystic and a dwarven templar and a dwarven assassin and a dwarven berserker and a dwarven shadow knight. Now, there's not many dwarven shadow knights, as you might understand, but, you know, it's really cool to know that these are based on what actual players are doing in-game. So it's all the dwarven shadow knights all together come up with the aggregate scores that are used in determining how effective that particular character is in the league. And each week, they come up with a different set of parameters that you're aiming for. This week, it was most healing done, most damage stops, that sort of thing. So it's really, really, really cool. And I'm never going to win it. Not in a million years. I just look at all those numbers and my brain melts. So I think I'll subcontract it, you know, find some math major. Here, you play my character for me. Make me look good.
And then you can take credit for it.
Aye. Oh, the other thing you got to know is that there's a tie-in with the actual game of EQ2 itself. In its introductory season, you can get an AA scroll. So you can actually earn an AA point in-game for playing the Fortune League.
Even if you're bad?
And they're going to be off... for this first week, even if you're bad. After that, you have to actually get a decent score. I don't know exactly what sorts of requirements they're going to set, but... they wanted to be nice to all of us losers in the first time that we're playing, you know. So anyway, I thought that was a fairly cool concept. It's certainly not been done for our sort of game before.
No, that was interesting. It was a little complex, I thought. But...
I'm still getting the hang of it. I'll have to wait till the... we have to wait for the first... adventure thingy to be done, and then we can start swapping characters, I guess?
No, you can trade out characters every day, except for the period of time when they're locked down. And when they're locked down for that 1 hour period of time, I think that's when they do all of their calculations.
Huh.
Oh, Eric says the calculations run from 6 to midnight. But your team is locked down from 11 p.m. till midnight each day. The rest of the time, you can trade them out. You know, as I say, you get free trades a week, and then you can buy additional trades at, you know, low cost for each. But so as long as you're not trading bazillions of them, it's not going to cost you much money. And again, you can get the game linked to your station wallet, so you use the same station cash as you use in our other games.
Nice.
I'm definitely going to have to. I'll play with it some more. Figure stuff out. I don't know if it's my sort of cup of tea, you know.
Yeah, fantasy football, I don't think it's something I would get seriously into. But it's interesting, you know, for those of you who like fantasy football.
It's based on the same principles of fantasy football, but it's really fantasy EverQuest.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, pretty much that's what it is. I like the fact that there's the tie-in to both the actual statistics from the real players who are in-game, and also the fact that you can earn rewards that you can use in-game as well, which is pretty nifty stuff. And I'm not much for numbers, really. I mean, I can do my own income taxes, and I can count how many beer I have left in the fridge, but, you know, this game may be a little beyond me, but I'll have a lot of fun dragging down the average for my team. And Elfwin, after this, you know, season is over, you'd better go join a league that's a little more skilled if you're staying in it.
Nah, I'll hang with you guys. At least as I'm with people I know.
I think we're going.
So, I got a question about DC Universe that came out. And it came out today. And I heard this
released in the US today.
Now,
it releases in Europe on the 14th, Europe on the 12th, which is tomorrow, and the UK on the 14th, and I think it releases in Italy on the 19th. But all I know is it released today in the U.S. It was an exciting event, I can tell you.
So they did the PC and the PS3?
Oh, sorry, could you repeat that?
It was done on the it was on the PC and the PS3.
Right.
And both of them launched today.
Correct. It's actually the first MMOG to launch on the PS3, which is pretty interesting stuff. It made it additionally challenging on the technical level, of course, to make sure that we met with all of PS3 standards. You know, it's really tough when it hadn't been done before, but the team worked extra long and extra hard, and it came out, and so far it's running really well.
So, I got a question. Since I have a station pass, I guess. Is that still valid? Can I play it?
Can you what, sorry?
Is playing DC Universe Online valid with your station account?
Oh, on Station Pass. The Station Pass, absolutely, DC Universe is on that.
Oh, cool.
It's also the first one of our games to release with a lifetime membership for those who just want to just pay $199 off that and never have to pay again.
Oh,
but
wow.
The fact that if you're on Station Access anyway, it's a great deal. It's yet another game that's added to that large stable of games. I'm pretty happy about that, too.
Does that flow over?
Now, unfortunately... No, I was going to say that the lifetime cannot carry over to the PS3. But the Station Access, I don't know if we can extend that to the PS3 either. See, that's on a completely different monetary model with the PlayStation Network, so I think you have to run it through that account. So I think that for Station Access, it's for the PC only, but I'm going to have to reconfirm that, really.
I was just curious.
Let me see if I can raise Tony Jones.
It's a valid question, I guess.
And one that will be answered because Brass is such a great
person. There's a lot of interesting issues with the PS3, of course. You've got the issues that players on that console are not used to paying a monthly fee. So there's also the fact that the devs are committed to releasing monthly content for the PS3 too. And that means that they have to meet very, very deadlines for the PlayStation Network publishing schedule. That's going to be quite a challenge for them.
Yeah, I was just curious. Because if it was available on the PS3, I was thinking of possibly getting it and let Eric play it on my account.
Okay, the thing to keep in mind is that the PC and the PS3 versions of the game are separate. So you can't just switch back and forth between the two because the PS3 servers are completely separate for technical reasons from the PC servers. Because that's the only way they can sort it out and for accounts and commerce and licensing and that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, just trying to see if I can get a a query off here to Radar X. I don't think he's had more than about 2 hours of sleep in the last week and a half, month maybe. He may drop dead on me, and if so, I'll be advertising for another community manager. Yeah, he's not responding right now. I know he went home to try to catch him to a nap, and then he's probably going to pull an all-nighter on the forums because he's an idiot. I bet you love that I would talk about my employees like that, right? But he doesn't know how to take time off, this guy. He's making the rest of us look bad.
Why don't we take a little break? I'll play a few songs. We have a brand new Ask a Drunken Dwarf. Of course, if you want to ask your questions to the Drunken Dwarf, you can always email me at drunkendwarf@kithacore.org. And we're going to take a smidge big into a little break here. We're going to be back with Linda Brass Carlson in just a few minutes. Stay tuned for more of the Gentle Silverwing Show right after this break. It's time for Ask a Drunken Dwarf right here on Online Gaming Radio. I'm the Drunken Dwarf.
Down here in the mailbag, I'm Cheez-It Nibblebuns, and I'm here to read your questions to the Drunken Dwarf. Are you ready, Dwarf?
Yeah, well, I'm blind, stinking drunk!
Then let's get to the first letter! Let me try. Dear Dwarf Drunky!
What?
Me's a goblin with the dice and the shinies.
A goblin?
People come round and says I cheats them when they don't wins. Oh, it's a goblin. One of those gambling goblins.
Oh, okay.
I not cheat. Me dice on the level. What can me do? Signed, Giggle Gibber Gobbler Gobbler Gibber of Antonica Docks.
Well, I may not be the best person to give advice on this. I have lost my fair share of shinies and silvers at your facility myself.
Am I allowing?
So, I think we'll turn this over to our gambling expert.
Wait, we have a gambling expert?
Yes, gambling expert. Take it away, gambling expert!
How do we get a budget for this?
Hey, yo. This is Vinny, the gambling expert. You say you lost a few silvers to the goblin. You know what? Stop! Deal with it! Move on! Right, nothing to see here, right, guys? That's right. Get out of here!
Dwarf? Weren't those the guys that broke in here trying to get you for your tavern debts?
Well, now that you mention it, yeah, next question!
Oh, brother. And, dear Drunken Dwarf!
Yes, yes.
Help! Oh, oh, there's a mayonnaise-covered weasel running wild in my house!
What?
Well, that's what it says
what
here.
What the heck? Don't you scream these things!
I'm a
drunken dwarf, not animal control! For crying out loud, drop it in a boiling pot of oil and have a nice weasel kebab!
Ooh.
Last question!
That sounds good! Dear Drunken Dwarf,
yes,
the question on everyone's minds.
Oh?
When are you gonna settle down and get hitched and pop out a few kids? Isn't it time you put aside your drunken ways and become the role model that we all know you want to be?
Wait a
deep
minute.
Down inside, where it counts? Sign, Mothers Against Drunk Dwarfing.
I'll settle down and stop me drinking ways when women stop being possessed by the devil. That's right. You come around, say you love us, want us to love you for what you are and who you are. Then you get in our heads and try to change us. Oh, it makes me so angry.
Oh, no.
Jesus, bring my ale. Oh, thank you very much. Well, that's all the time we have for Ask a Drunken Dwarf. Right here on Online Gaming Radio, I'm the Drunken Dwarf!
And I'm Cheesehead Nibblebuns, reminding you that you can ask your questions to the Drunken Dwarf by emailing drunkendwarf at kithacore.org.
That's right! You can also find Chuckle Silverwing on Facebook. Go to facebook.com/Chethel. You can find us there.
Twitter!
Watch your mouth!
No, you can follow Jethel's escapades on Twitter.
Oh.
Go to twitter.com/Kithacore and follow Jethel everywhere he goes.
That's it for this week. Email us. We'll answer your questions. Good night, everyone.
You know, Dwarf, I actually stopped by one of those Mothers Against Drunk Dwarving meetings once.
Oh, yeah?
Nah, you wouldn't like it. Bunch of drunk floozies.
What? It's time for... No, sorry. I have the Drunken Dwarf music going in the background. Anyway, we are back. We are back with Linda Brass Carlson. Let's see, I think we did have a couple of questions while we were on break. Let me take a look here.
Excellent. Well, I can tell you that I'm rapidly becoming the Drunken Dwarf. I'm so tired that I've not even finished my second beer and I'm in trouble now.
Oh, boy. Clorny from the Oasis server would like to know if SOE is going to get a DeviantArt page. Are you familiar with DeviantArt?
I'm very familiar with DeviantArt. We don't. We have what we call the SOE art portal.
Mm-hmm.
Now, are you talking about DeviantArt for the purposes of selling prints and that sort of thing? Because we do have a number of prints that are available through an online. You probably see it on the carousel images when you're on a game page or even loading the game. But DeviantArt is not something that's in the world right now.
Yeah, I didn't think you guys would actually have a DeviantArt page because you have your own gallery set up, basically.
Right, right. Yeah. Yeah, that's a sort of print-on-demand. So it's pretty neat. I use it myself.
Oh, speaking of prints and whatnot, it was suggested, I believe, at Fanfare last year that we might be able to start getting... housing paintings with our own screenshots. Has there been any more word on that?
Wouldn't that be freaking awesome?
It would be.
No, I haven't heard anything about that. Where did you hear that being mentioned?
Hun, didn't we
was
hear
that one
that?
Of the EQ2 panels?
Hun, where did we hear that?
Or was that your imagination?
No, I'm pretty sure it wasn't my imagination. Hun?
Alright, the issue I have is that every time you create something in-game, it has to have a specific asset. And this asset has to be stored in the game. So I don't know if you're going to be able to your own in-game images from screenshots.
Yeah.
I thought it was more along the line.
Oh, you better get up.
You could pass from trying to do it. Uh-oh. I'll just shut up and drink beer then. I wish I could tell him. This is breaking up. Anyway, no, that's not in the works as far as I know, but I will check on that.
I think they were going to offer in-game shots of...
Oh, so not our own, shots.
No.
Yeah, I think their intent at point, this might have been a couple of years ago when they wanted to make it so that you could get your own character into a really high print.
Yeah.
For the real world.
That may have been it.
Follow up on your guys, see if they've got anything going on that.
Okay, and the second question I see here is from Kuriyami of the Oasis server, asking when SOE is going to hire Jethel for voiceovers.
Well, you know, didn't I try to get Jethel to come down and have the community manager position that was recently open? And what happened? He wouldn't come. Oh,
well,
it was so...
Every time I brought it up, Elquin looked like I was stuffing a knife into her heart because she doesn't want to move. So I backed out.
Yeah, yeah. In the interim, when you're through commercials, there are all licensing, copyrights. Because we have a legal department that's really, really smart, we can't do a lot of that. What we can probably do, and what we've done in the past, in various things on the SOS, because that's not a sort of monetized thing. It's not a real commercial, although what happens.
You are breaking up something fierce.
Has this same general effect. I'm so sorry. It's the beer. So, definitely we're going to have to use Jethel in the podcast some more. We've certainly used the music, and he's got a great voice for that sort of thing. And we're cheap and easy, and we'll take anything for free.
What you should do is just start making some and submit them.
That's it. That's what we need to do. I think in the new expansion, when Velos comes out, there should be a dwarf somewhere named Dufu. And then I'll just email you a bunch of stuff that he can say.
No, what you should do is go find some dwarves now and start reading the text that they give and, you know.
Be like, holy crap, it's cold out here! What were you developers thinking? I'm in chainmail and sub-zero temperatures!
And the developers will respond, well, this is the expansion that you've been available, so shut up. The one thing I think, maybe for the podcast we should actually have a commercial contest. Write your own commercial for any one of SA's many fine products. One of the best for each game to cheer on our podcasters.
Yeah, I mean, like you could do something like what Microsoft did with Windows 7.
But legal or less escape.
Yeah, what Microsoft did with Windows 7. I'm Matt Sanchez, and Windows 7 was my idea.
I'm a PC.
That kind of thing, you know? Like, I'm Jethel Silverwing. EverQuest is my game.
Yeah.
So,
because I run the department, I can take my notes on this and tell one of my minions to make it so.
There you go.
Promotion, commercial, podcast, done.
Now, Elquin.
Man, that was easy.
Elquin recommends that I go find a character that I think my voice would fit, see what he says in quest text or whatever, and submit it to Sony. What do you think? Think that would get it done?
Do I think that they'll put you into game? Because they are limited by same old licensing and legal agreements and that sort of thing.
You know what I think is
so,
really
funny? I mean, that's something. It's something you'd have to take up with development, probably. Where our audiovisual team, I can put you in touch with them.
Well, you know what I thought was...
Come on down, I'll introduce you personally. Go ahead, sorry.
Okay, what I think is really funny sometimes is every once in a while you will have... I mean, it doesn't happen often anymore, unfortunately, but you have a quest NPC with a voice that has a voiceover, and then once you're done with the quest, they just kind of go, hail! And it doesn't sound like them at all.
Yeah.
I think the weirdest one I ever heard, I can't think of the NPC's name, but it was a female, and you get done her quest, and she goes, hail! What? What the hell? Wrong voice! Wrong voice!
Yeah, we had a few of those in DCUO towards the end of beta as well. This big, hulking, muscular guy. Hi. Hey, where are you?
Oh, God.
Really interesting.
Well, you know how big I am. You know how big I am.
I've trusted those before a lot.
You see how big I am, and you see the voice of Cheez-It coming out of me. Delmon commented when he first saw me. It's like, God, don't do the Cheez-It voice. You're going to ruin this illusion for me.
Yeah.
Yeah, people are commenting about the commercial for DC Universe Online. And I got to say...
Oh, why?
You guys, well, I should say the advertising department, got DC Universe Online advertised during Monday Night Raw for WWE.
That was great.
Good spot.
I know. Well, you know, it's a bunch of superheroes being played in the middle of a game with a bunch of superheroes fighting each other on the screen for you. I mean, I it seems really suitable to me. Mm-hmm. It's definitely our audience.
Mm-hmm. Now, you said there was other commercials, Linda.
They played during the NFL Wild game and also during some college games last weekend as well. The television spots are hideously expensive, but they sure do it on your reach.
Well, I think it's great.
Mm-hmm.
Now, before we go any further...
So I hope you get a chance... go ahead.
I was just going to say, I do have a couple of announcements, but if you want to complete your thought there, that's fine.
Oh, sure. I was just saying, I hope you have a chance to play the game. I'm old, I'm jaded, and I've played probably one too many superhero games in the past. And so, you know, at SOE, okay, mandatory test. That's three, everybody in. Oh, fine. Logged in, made a character, and went, wow, this is actually fun. That was a revelation to me. I mean, that's stupid. I should always believe in this company, because I know that SOE's come up with some pretty good stuff. But it's... pulled into my eyes, made me very happy. So I'm super proud of this game. I hope everybody gets a chance to try it.
Well, I tried it
all
in beta.
Right, go on, make your announcement.
Okay. Well, just so that we have a couple birthdays to announce. I announced it last week, but I'm going to go ahead and announce it again. Our good friend Ash Lane, host of the SOE podcast, was her birthday yesterday. So congratulations to Ash Lane. And on the Antonia Bale server, Torin. His birthday is today. So we'd like to say happy birthday to them. And here come the birthday trolls.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Okay, so happy birthday to Ashlane and Torin. I guess Torin's was yesterday. Sorry about that. So happy birthday.
And we have some to look
Within
forward
memory,
to.
I'm lucky if I get it right in the birthday of the week. That's close enough for me these days.
Now, next week is the 18th, and that means... Elkin, go right ahead.
I thought it was on the 15th.
Oh, I thought it was the 18th. I could be wrong. But
I'll
go ahead.
Look.
See?
But anyway, go ahead.
No, I'll go look. Or we can talk about what we currently have. I mean, I'm liking my Coldbane Butler. He is so cool. Do you take him out much?
Oh, good, good.
No. I took him out once and was annoyed completely. You know, I'm a ranger. I'm trying to sneak up on things. Make way for Lord Jethel Silverwing! I'm trying to sneak here!
Oh.
And there's I don't always want to be identified, you know. I owe people money.
But anyway.
So you've seen the other awards that are upcoming too, right?
What's that?
The what?
The loyal.
Yes,
yeah,
that's what we're getting at.
I'm trying to get to the.
Oh, aye.
The thing.
The thing.
The thing.
The thing. Here we are with technical details provided by Elquin.
Yeah.
She will be writing scripts for Star.
Thing and the other thing.
The thing and the thing, the thing. Let's see. Where'd it go?
I don't know.
Thing.
But anyway, it's either the 15th or the 18th. Anyway, the rewards are coming up. And do we have any hints on what they're going to be?
No.
What's that?
Why would I give any... Let's see. If Elkin's probably pulled up the article now, right?
I'm getting close.
We'll buy you ale.
I mean, I like what we've got so far. Yeah, you are correct. It is the 18th.
That's what I thought.
We get two more mystery items.
Dun, dun, dun.
We will buy ale.
And of course, this requires an active playing subscription in good standing on January 17th, and then you get one per character.
But what will it be?
No, no.
But you see, you look at them question marks, and you have to think to yourself, now is this because Dev hasn't finished putting them together yet? Actually, no, they've been together. They've honestly, oh, Dave's going to kill me for that con, but they've been together for a long time. We just thought, well, let's make people sort of guess at what it might be.
Well, so far we've got old Dane Butler, who will come out and follow me around, and I kind of like him, even though he's a little cold, blue skin, and he questions my attire sometimes. And then the lovely painting. Yeah, my madam, are you really going out dressed like that? The one I think, you know, and he compliments me on how I look. And, what was the other one? He questions about what the heck I do. Strange I can't even say it right.
Injuries.
Thank you. And inexplicable...
Have you been in my beer?
No, I've been in the rum. And inexplicable absences from the world. These things do beg the question as to what exactly does Madam do for a living?
Indeed.
That's what I'm saying.
Well... Colding be just a little bit snooty. Just give him a good kick in the pants. That'll set him right.
The thing that got me is I never thought Coldings would be indentured servants. Ever. I mean, a dwarf as a servant?
Enslaving the dwarven race!
You see, dwarves have a long tradition of loyalty and honor. And those of them who can no longer fight in the field, you know, to injuries or to heft their axe anymore, you know, they still have to do something for a living, right? So that's what they do. That's my theory, anyway.
So they became the butlers.
Someone,
that's what I'm saying.
Someone has to bring home the ale.
And of course, I don't write lore for that game.
So we do know what we're going to get after all this. We're going to get a raw mount, a three-legged
wolf.
Sure,
I know everything that you're going to get.
The three-legged wolf.
Not three-legged.
I can guarantee you that it actually has four legs.
Well, I don't know. That's not what the picture shows. It's a three-legged wolf. It's going to lopple around. No, I'm just kidding.
At least that picture doesn't have the third leg in the back.
So far we've gotten a lovely painting, a butler, and we have a mount to come. So, Jethel, what do you think your guesses are? Take a couple guesses. Because this, I never imagined having a butler. I mean, a pitcher, yeah, that would sort of, you know.
A swift kick in the ass?
Maybe the channel's got some guesses. What they think the next two mystery items might be.
Okay. Tell you
we
what.
We get them on the 18th, guys.
Let me run my unofficial contest here. They can to you, and they can make their guesses. What? And anybody who gets the, they'll send them a station cash card.
Okay,
so they can guess, and if they guess it right, Linda will send them a station cash gift card.
So, guys in the
right.
they have to
tell you tonight, because the longer we wait, the more chance there is somebody's going to leak what the prize is. So it has to be tonight, and you guys can collect up the entries for me, because I can't see what they're saying anyway, and we'll find out if any of them are right. I'm good for it.
So if you guys got any guesses, let's start putting them out here in the channel.
True Flight says French elf maids.
In your dreams.
And I'm imagining in really skimpy outfits.
That sounds to me like it should be a marketplace item. You know, you could probably charge $100 for that one.
Somebody's talking about an upstairs Narakian?
Nerian.
Maid? Nerian maid? Okay, guys.
Guys, get...
Come on, guess. Nobody's putting out any really guesses here.
That's because there's 3,912 items to choose for that one.
A blueberry dress. Farrell says a pet. That was going to be my guess because we now have some sort of pet that... Well, he does follow you outside, so technically he is a pet. So that may... He may already take the place of that.
He is technically a pet. Just don't tell him that.
Trista says a working toilet for your house. Torin says a Velium appearance shield.
Like the old fashioned big round ones that came from Velius?
Yeah, when you killed a Kuldane guard.
I love those.
Yeah, when you killed a Kuldane guard, you had a chance to get his weapons and armor.
The ability to sit in chairs.
Well, I don't think that's a reward.
Yeah. No, that's not a reward. Oh, that won't happen.
Jethel Ring flown the fanfare on Sony's tab.
No.
Oddly enough, I think if under the question mark, people might really wonder.
Spiders from Luca Delir keeps linking me a cloak and a shroud.
Well, link it in the channel.
A perforated cloak and a repaired shroud. Okay, hang on a second. You know me and Lynx. I suck at them. Okay, I don't know why he's doing this, but there's that one. And there's that one. An ice paw knoll race. That's not would be a reward. So I'm not sure why he's linking these two cloaks.
Well, because I believe it's because he's a raider and he's showing them off.
Drops in wing 3 of underfoot depths. Okay. Great spider. Those are nice cloaks.
Trista is guessing the Beast Lord class.
I keep telling Georgeson that he should make that and then charge them an outrageous amount of money so that it's a real prestige class, but I think all of his team would commit harakiri.
Well, the Kuldanes are from Velius, and the picture that we got is... What did Velius. I do with that? Is Velius. So this would be something from Velius. Maybe... What was that thing we used to use that was the porter that we had to go craft out of a...
Well, that was just the Kuldane,
No. It was a vial.
Yes, it was a Velium vial.
A Velium vial that allowed you to port.
But that was just part of a quest so you can get back to Thurgadin faster.
Right.
Why in the world would that be a reward item? We already have that. So many ports and stuff like that.
Now, there's a good one. Bombi has a good one.
Caraffin plushie.
Yeah.
The sleeper.
Or a mini... How about a mini...
I remember
replica of the Tower of Frozen Shadows.
Oh, that'd be kind of cool. But I remember when Caraffin was woken up. On the Illyrisi Mara. No one told us that... Nobody told us that bastard could cross zone lines. I was in the Eastern Waste when that bastard got woken up, and he just slaughtered everybody.
Dragon to zone! Oh crap, dragon through zone!
Like, what the hell is that?
Good.
Maybe something from one of the giants. What was in the giants' caves?
You know, the good thing is you don't have much longer to wait to find out.
Right, we're just going
to
find out next week.
Jeez.
Oh, boy.
Okay, well, it's probably an Avatar of War.
Illyrisi Mara coming back from the dead? Come on! By the way, there is a support page up in Facebook called Resurrect Illyrisi Mara.
Didn't it just have 12 members so far?
Haven't even seen that.
Let's see. There are 27 people who like the page so far.
It's interesting. I wonder if they'd be willing to consider that. People signed up. You know, the whole power of the people thing.
Folks, if you got a Facebook account, send people to the Resurrect
Illarissimar
page. Let's see how many people we got that we can get to like this page. And maybe that'll send a message to Sony saying, look, we want our goddess back. I like one of the comments here. Feeling the love? How? Imar is dead!
Oh, that would explain why the world is in such a crappy state, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I didn't even know that page existed. That's kind of nifty.
Of course you didn't. I just made it this afternoon.
You made it?
Yes, I did.
I figured that.
And if you only made it this afternoon, yeah, really out of the loop, I thought, oh my god, I'm slipping.
So like it, get in there, and share it. And
yeah, I figured you started it.
Let's see how many people we can get signed up on this page. And who knows? Who knows, maybe. I can see it now. I can see the event. New Hollis starts to quake and tremble, and then, boom, the statue of Illarissimar cracks in half, and she appears. Yay! See, I should be writing for...
I'll go ahead and share it off of mine.
Somehow.
Yeah, I should be writing for Sony, but I'm not going to move. What? Okay, so we have to go to you? Is that it?
Yes, exactly.
I've got the studio. We're going to see.
Yeah, I don't see any reason why some of these jobs can't be done from home. Outside of the fact you want to make sure I'm not just staying home getting drunk.
You know, I used to wonder that myself, because when they were going to hire me, I actually said, you know, why don't you hire me for a lot less money? I'll stay here in Orlando where the cost of living's lower, and I'd be happy to work from a distance. And then I actually arrived on site, and it's difficult to explain, but you cannot communication in sorts of jobs that we do if you're off-site. I mean, we can contract out some of the services, but not for the major.
Yeah.
If you're a writer, you have to be around for face-to-face meetings with your producer, with the people in marketing, with the people in community. It's just ongoing.
Yeah, that was one.
So you just work on your late wife, San Diego. It's a great place to live, you know.
Well, that was one of the things I was asking myself when folks were linking me the application for the community manager position that we mentioned earlier. It's like, well, why can't I do this at home? Didn't this basically involve dealing with the forums?
No. Actually, the forums are, you know, you're lucky if that's 20% of your time. There's a lot of research and writing for articles. It's deciphering patch notes and translating them into English from techies. It's coordinating with marketing on port plans that we have in place for, you know, just scheduling out when we're going to do things, when we're going to write things, when we're going to promote things, how these are all going to be done, participating in meetings about these promotions as well. And the interesting thing is, marketing sees part of what community development sees part of what we do. PR sees a part of it. The players see a part of it, but nobody really sees the whole thing except us. So the usual reaction is, so what do you do all day? Oh my god. Well, I don't know if you had about 4 hours. So a lot of it as well is, instead of just working on the forums, a lot of it is reading the forums, gathering feedback, formatting it, sorting it out into neat and tidy piles so that it's easy for the dev to look at and to carry forward as well. I mean, every week, my staff makes a weekly report based on their responsibilities for those who are game. And they send that to me, and then I pick out the most urgent and most important topics, and those get sent on as well to the executive to look at. So these things, the information that we collect and gather from the player base is being sent all over SOE. So let me tell you, it takes a lot of work to collate and put together and quantify. For instance, you say, total. You know, there's this huge threat, and it's up to 40 pages already. And you send the community manager in, and you go, yeah, 40 pages. Yeah, there's about 200 posts, and about 180 of them are done by the same four guys. So, you know, you have to be able to calculate all of this stuff and get a better idea for what people's feelings are on it. It's really, really time-consuming.
Okay.
And then even some of it is helping CS investigate issues that down, providing feedback for QA questions about what's going on in-game, and we just try to help out all of the departments as much as we can. It's the best job in the entire company. There is never one boring day because you're never doing the same thing 2 days in a row.
Nice. Oh, maybe one day when I'm old and have a cane.
Yep. I want to borrow mine.
When you're old and have a cane?
I'll walk in.
Well, canes are good for... Yes, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'll use the cane, you know, and just start beating people with it.
No, you shake it at them, call them morons.
Yeah. I still say
just
for
before
April
you tell
Fools,
them to get off your lawn.
I still say for April Fools, we had to swap out the slash house command, so a little halfling in a white doctor's coat comes up, calls you an idiot. slash house,
you're an idiot.
That would be funny.
Yeah, it would. It would indeed.
But then people get all pissed off because they can't do anything in their house.
Jeez. You couldn't leave.
Well, yeah, you could. Just click on the door. By the way, I really want to know, because I found myself being bored a few nights ago and was gambling with the Giggle Givers.
And he complains to me he never has enough money.
And, you know, I was just wondering, just how crooked are these guys?
Figure that out.
A, they're goblins. And B, back in the day when I used to lose a lot of money to them, I really was starting to think that it was rigged and that people wouldn't really win, all that stuff. Until one day, I walked up and I read the book to see who'd won, and it was in my frickin' guild. And I thought, ooh. I wondered why they were being so free with their money. They ended up buying a whole bunch of stuff for the guild hall and everything. It was really cool, but it was an actual real person who won the stated amount that was in the lottery, so that
actually the first
Fallen in our guild has won the lottery on AB.
Yeah, Fallen Rain in the Legion of Kithakor was actually the first person to win the jackpot on the Antonia Bale server.
No.
Wow.
I thought she was the second one.
Yeah, I thought it was the first, but I could be wrong.
But she did win.
Yep.
So it is, you know, it is possible.
Is possible. Yes, yes. And your odds are still much better than one of the real life major lotteries, but it's just, you know, your winnings, you're not going to be able to retire on them.
Anyway, we're coming to the end of the show here. We've been talking about Facebook games and all kinds of things. Brass, thank you so much for showing up tonight. We love having you on.
Oh, I can't, I can, you know, they asked me, do you have time to go talk about Dungeons and Overlords on our show? And I said, oh, hell yes! I mean, now, 10 minutes from now, when can I go? I really miss not hanging out with you guys. It's always a grand thing to be on this show.
We love having you on. It's always a great time when you're here.
Yeah, and in contrast, you know, if I'm in San Diego way, then we'll have to interview you guys on the podcast.
I love it.
You know, should you come down on your summer vacation or something?
I still want to come down to the block party.
Well, how
much? Oh, you should.
Well, you know, going to the block
party. We do have a guest bed.
Oh, well, going to the block party would be a lot cheaper than going to fanfare. Maybe we can swing it. We'll take a look.
Possibly.
How is it going to be cheaper than fanfare? The place must be about the same to San Diego as it is to Vegas.
Yeah, but we can stay at your house.
Oh, yeah, absolutely you can. We actually have two beds, and Of course, this is a hillbilly shack. As long as you're rough in it, it's fine. We do have running water and indoor plumbing.
That's fine then. That's all we need.
Keep in mind, the internet is absolute crap, so don't be expecting. We can play online games, but as long as you don't have to patch. Patching takes 2 or 3 days, but surprisingly enough, EQ2 and EQ and DC all run fine here once they're actually patched, but it's like cans in a string. Anyway, I'm making you go over.
No,
we were late to start to begin with.
Yeah, that's all right.
See, you owe the listeners some time. Well, definitely come then. You can help me milk my goats and feed me chickens, and I'll cook you some fresh eggs and stuff.
Ooh, that'd be fun.
There we go. All right, folks, thank you for tuning in to the Justice Sibling Show for the 11th of January, 2011. Our guest has been Linda Brass Carlson. Make sure to check out Linda's comics at thebrass.com. That's brass with an E at the end. Do you get to do that very often?
That's
great.
Oh, my Lord. I was just thinking that the other day. I have 2 or 3 half-finished comics, but I get home here about 8 o'clock at night, have to cook dinner, and then all I can do to hold my head up until 10 o'clock and go to sleep just to get up and do it again. It's a demanding industry to work in, but I do love it. The comics are something I'm going to try to start doing again on weekends once we get some basic renovations done in the house. I really, really miss it.
I miss seeing them.
Yeah, me too. I've got so many ideas, and I keep writing down the ideas, but, you know, it's the time. Can't quit me day job.
All right, folks, that's the end of the show. I'll have the podcast up as soon as possible. Brass, again, thank you. We love having you here. You're welcome back anytime you want. Maybe one of these days we'll wrangle Domino. You can kidnap her. Club her over the head with a battle hammer and drag her to the thing and say, set her up and just tell her that she's recording something for the podcast. Just don't tell her who's
Have you
podcast.
Even invited... I'm sure she'd be happy to talk to you guys.
I think she...
She must have been on the show before, right?
No,
she's always been really shy about it. But, I think we could probably talk her into it.
Oh, I bet you could. She's a great person to talk to. She just, you know, maybe what you can say is, have you on for half an hour or something. That doesn't sound too intimidating. And then once she gets going, she'll have so much to say that you'll feel your show will be great. I vote for that. She's probably even listening in. I know she listens.
She's usually in channel, yes.
Well, very,
very busy.
Well, we'd love to have her on if she'd like to come on.
Right. I don't see her cringing.
I have not seen her post in the channel today.
She might be really busy doing the trade skill stuff. Remember that they're starting to crunch for the so she's been very busy
doing that.
But I'll make sure I pass that on to her. I think it would be great to have her on your show. She's really fun to talk to.
We won't.
It's really neat to. Yeah, it's great to have somebody doing trade skills for a game, and when they really believe in it, it shows in the end product, too.
Mm-hmm. I know what we can do. We can get Den Mom at the same time, so she's not totally alone.
Den Mom and Domino at the same time? I think that'd be great. Although,
that would be too much awesome for one show.
it would be too much. The people's minds would explode.
And besides, anybody that names their 10th level orc Fluffy is good. She's okay in my book. I gave her a bad time on Facebook.
All right, folks, that's it. I'm going to shut her down here. I'm tired. I don't know why I'm tired, but, I crashed on the couch.
Well, gee, you
earlier.
Just beat
it's all that beating
up
a computer.
Oh, no, I've been tired all day. I've been tired all day. So, here goes my ending shtick. I've already camped out a game. I may crash in front of the TV downstairs for a while, and I might be back on later, I'm not sure, but good night, everyone.
Well, that's it. You've wasted another night listening to the Jethel Silverwing Show. I'm your host, Jethel Silverwing.
I'm Elkin Jenna.
I'm the Drunken Dwarf!
I'm Cheesy Nibbleman!
This
show is brought to you by Online Gaming Radio. Our technical advisor is Spike Link Death. Facts and Intelligence brought to us by The Grassy Knoll. The Jethel Show is produced by
a 4-pound jar of jelly beans,
two badgers,
a package of expired Twinkies,
a sack of walnuts,
Biff, the weird guy who hands out free candy behind the school in a long trench coat down the street, and a small rock.
Yay, rock!
Be sure to catch the show every Tuesday at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific, and 2 a.m. in the U.K.
There's a 2 a.m.? Why doesn't anyone tell me these things?
So, for myself, the Drunken Dwarf, Cheez-It, and my love elf, Jenna, keep your arrows in the air and your feet on the ground.